Or at least for now, I will fast whether that's or not. And the middle category would be us or neither of us. So that them understood the Demolocus, Rashi, and the Ram as to what the nature of the Israelites of Skeet is. According to Rashi, Rashi suggested the formulation of Lav or Hayu. That you say that is that's is lava that's the function of the norm. It's supposed to be Iran who stressed the Shemash or not, and the people Shemash to be in the very literal sense is it one of the Zainashim. If it's not Zainashim, it's not from the candidates, it's not the Zainashim where you the Sochi fruit. So those are the two of the Zainashim where Shai is talking about the Pegasus, that's the Mila, the Rasta, it melts the Kishka, and no letter than A. In that case, if you have other fruits where it comes to Chayu, this manna that I'm saying something about Nafim was the fruit that was Chayu to squeeze the name for the juice, the mashkin. But if you have a situation where there are other fruits where more becomes the squeeze of the mashkin, so according to Rashi, it's arguable, that would be a malacha deraisa. Oranges, grapefruits, and the like only be a malacha deraban. So that's one. The Igle Tal in Sakkot, he argues something and the Ram, and they're just stressing two sides of the Sakkot. He doesn't mean the formal category of mashka is Ayin mashka. What he means is that which is normal to squeeze. And essentially, the Ram, mashka is just a code for Chayu. And there isn't really a major difference between the Ram and Rashi. In the Masifta Gemara, they point out that that's the implication of the rush as well, that Shem Mash is simply a reflection of what's Ur Chayu. The rush, if you have a Gemara in front of you, you want to take a look, in Perek Kaf Beis, Siman Dalet, about halfway through. It's a piece on Kuf Mem Hei. At halfway down the paragraph beginning Gufa, the Rosh writes, V'hada mashma b'perek mefan d'ika chi v'chatef b'skitas shemim yachas seyar. So we'll see that there's a melacha d'araisa for skitas seyar. If you squeeze oil out of hair, that could be a malacha deraisa. Lo dami l'sochei pri she'ein darko l'schot ki darach oza pri la'ochlo v'lo l'hotzi mimenu mashka. Hilkach ein she mashka ala yotzi mimenu. So why is it that aside from the days of an oven, if you squeeze any other fruit, that's not going to be a malacha deraisa, and squeezing hair is going to be a malacha deraisa? Why does that make sense logically? Why is squeezing hair worse than squeezing a pomegranate? So when it comes to skitas peros, that's not darko lischot, ki darko sepri la'ochlo. Anything short of zeitz v'anavim, the norm is to eat the fruit, not squeeze it. Lo lo'hotzi mena mashka hilkach, ein she mashka ala yotzi mena. For that reason, that fruit doesn't have a she mashka. So it doesn't sound like she mashka here means a din mashka of zayin mashka. The taste of anavim, the only fruit that have a shame mashka when you squeeze out the liquid, because that's from the zayin mashkim. Shame mashkim means that if the norm is to squeeze it lemashkin, then that has a shame mashka. So that's essentially a reflection of urchayu, of the norm, and not of a formal category of zayin mashkim. So that's what the Masifta Gemara points out. This rush sounds very much like the Igle Tal's reading of the Ram, that there isn't necessarily a machlokas rishonim here, but everyone really falls back to Urchayu as being the defining factor as to whether schita of a given pri is a malacha deraisa or a malacha derabanan. Okay, just to note, there is a third possibility in Rishonim as to why Zeis HaManavim would be the uniquely the Malacha Deraisa, and that's in the comment of the Tosis Rit. The Tosis Rit, Kufim Dalet Amad Aleph, Dibur Maskel Sochtin B'Pagan Prishin V'Uzridin. So the Tosis Rit writes, Kevin Shad Ein Derech Olam L'Sochtin. Here we're talking about the Shar Peros where it's possibly Heter Gamur. So the Rid writes, Kevin She'ein Derech Olam L'Sochtan, since it's not the norm to squeeze these fruits, the quinces and the plums, Afal Pi Shehu Miskavi Lahotzi Mimea, even though your Kavana is to extract the liquid, but it's not the norm to squeeze them for juice, Mutter, why? Ki Heshud Ashkhan B'Mola Malilos, just as we have a heter by molin melila, the sugyan baits we discussed last time, she'afa pisha molin who told the dash the boer himalacha, aydei shinoi hudru. So the reason we're matir molin melilos, where we're matir, but it's because it's done in kalachriyat fashion. It's done with a shinoi. It's not the normal fashion, and that's the heter molin melilos. So here too, who had the nami haschita. Afa pisha he told the demifarek ayde shinoi hutra. The kaven she'ein derech b'nei olam l'sochtan ein l'cha shinoi gadol mizeh. So the Rid stresses the fact that it's a shinoi, that it's not the norm. So it could be that that's just another perspective or another way of expressing lav or chayu, that if something is lav or chayu, that's essentially a shinoi. So just as there'd be heter from olam melilos if it's done al yad in small quantities, or done berosh yisvos of the gemara Shabbos kuf kavches, where that constitutes a shinoi. So here too, if you're sochet a fruit, we're not the norm to be sochet at first juice. That also is essentially a shinoi. And that's why it's not, definitely not a malacha deraisa, maybe not even a malacha derabanan, maybe even heter gamar. Okay, so that's as far as...
I'm photocopying. Why does that make it, I mean, why is it a derabanan or shinoi?
Again?
The fact that it's not normal, so why does right. That not down to just the derabanan? Why does that make it a heter gamar?
So you're asking like this. He says, molin melilos, to begin with, that's only a malacha derabanan. And if you do a shinoi, that becomes heter. But here, schitas peiros is essentially a malacha deraisa. So why should a shinoi be matir? That should just knock it down to a derabanan. So it sounds like he's saying that there's some shinuyim that could even create a heter on a malacha deraisa. We'll have to, Micah, who just joined us, had asked last time about how we know, are there different grades of shinoi, and how do we know what shinoi creates a heter, what shinoi just knocks something down to a derabanan. We'll have to explore that more. We'll try to get some clarity. But there are cases where a shinoi, let's say by lash, one of the classic examples of shinoi is if you're lush in with the shinoi, that sometimes will create a heter gamur, even in something that starts with a malacha deraisa. So an extreme kind of shinoi, and that's what he calls here a ein lecha shinoi gadol mizeh, may sometimes knock down a malacha deraisa to heter gamur, or that which otherwise would have been a malacha deraisa could be heter gamur. So we'll have to be sensitive to this as we move on through the limud. How do we define them? How do we know when a shinoi creates heter gamur, when a shinoi just knocks them down to the rabbanan, when the shinoi is only mutter, betzir, of other factors for choli and the like? So we'll try to be sensitive to that as we move on. I'm not sure. Offhand, I don't have a good hagdara, but we'll try to keep our eyes out for that as we move on, and maybe we'll be able to come out with better hagdaras as we go. Okay. So now let's focus on Shar Peros, on the Prishin Uzrudin Pagayin, where there is a heter, and we'll see Machlokas Yishonim, what is the scope of that heter. So let's jump into the Gemara, beginning on the very bottom of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, going back on the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, where the Gemara establishes that as far as the heter of using Mashkin Shezavu, where the fruits were meant la'ochlin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara says, and the third day in Amarayim, that according, everyone agrees when it comes to Zeitzim Anavim that there's no chilik between la'ochlin and la'mashkin. Everyone agrees by Shar Peros that there is a chilik between la'ochlin and la'mashkin. And the Machlokas Chum Rabbi Yehuda, where it's la'ochlin, is only by the middle category of Tutim V'rimonim. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that? How do we know that the Rabbanan are moded to Rabbi Yehuda B'Shar Peros that there's a heter if the fruit was meant la'ochlin? Says the Gemara, D'Tanya, Sochtin b'Paganu b'Prishin b'Uzrudin, you're allowed to be sochet these categories of fruits, avalo b'Rimonim. Rashi, la b'Rimonim d'Rachayu b'Hachi, Pagan Prishin b'Uzrudin are not Rachayu, Rimonim are Rachayu. So umimai the Rabbanim, he said, how do we know that this brisa is shitas Rabbanim? We're trying to prove that even the Rabbanim agree by Shar Peros, there is a heter. Just like there's a heter of shita, then if it's mashing shizavu and the fruit are la'ochlin, it would be mutter to use a mashing shizavu. So how do we know that this brisa is reflective of shitas Rabbanim? Dilma Rabbi Huda hi. So maybe this brisa is Rabbi Huda. We have no right about shitas Rabbanim. Fitahave nami Rabbi Huda. So even if you'll say it's Rabbi Huda, but all I know from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda is matir these kinds of fruits if the mashkin is mashkin shazavu, if they use that on their own. Sochtin l'chachila mishmasle, but how do we know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to be sochted even l'chachila? Alamayis l'chameim, so what are you going to say? Kevin l'labin eskita ninu afil l'chachila. So, Elwa, they're going to tell me that since these are not b'nei shkita, they're not meant for squeezing, it'll be mutter to be sochet them even lechat chila. And if that's the case, that should be true for Rabbanan as well. No, afilu temer Rabbanan. Came the la b'nei shkita ninu, afilu lechachila. So that should be true for Rabbanan as well. If they're not b'nei shkita, it should be mutter lechachila. That svara, that it, there's a heter where it's not B'nai Shkita, that should be universally agreed upon. If it's true for Behuda, it should be true for Chacham as well, because we have no more reason to believe that Shitas for Behuda than Shitas Chacham, because Behuda was only told by Mashi Shazavu anyway. Therefore, we're going to go out on a limb and say that there's a heter to you to be Sofi L'Chachila. For Behuda, there's no more reason to assume that that's true for Behuda than it's true for Chacham. Shmamina Rabbani, Hishmamina. Okay. So then the verse says that the Brisa told us about Menashe Bar Menachem, that Shal Menashe Bar Menachem how you solved in Brimonim, that in that household they would squeeze Brimonim. Rashi, meaning not that on Shabbos, it means how you regil and list Brimonim Bachol. On the hip of the Sakhalahu, on the ego of the Sakhalahu, so some people would squeeze Brimonim, Helkach B'Shabbos also. So now the Gemara comes back to that detail in the Brisa. Shall base Menashe Bar Menachem a Yisachdin Brimonim. Amr of Nachman, Halacha Kishal base Menashe Bar Menachem. So we assume that way, Le Halacha, that you're not allowed to be Sochid Brimonim because they're usable, they are squeezed for fruit. Bachal. Amr Le Rabbi of Nachman, Menashe Ben Menachem Tanahu. So it was Menashe Ben Menachem Tanahu. We're following him, is he a day in Tanahim? That's why we're passing like him. It was a Balabas. V'chi Teima. Halacha ki hai tana, the savor lacha shal Menachem and Menashe. The maybe meant to say the halacha is that like that tana that holds like Menashe and Menachem, that just as Menashe and Menachem was used to be sochid rimonim, so that makes it something that's only l'schita and would be aser. L'mishon the savor ki Menashe and Menachem halacha kamoso, Menashe and Menachem havi ruba da amo. So the fact that Menashe ben Menachem was sochid rimonim, does that make that the norm? Is that considered the Ruba the Alma? He was a Yachid, so why should that dictate the Lacha just because some crazy balabas was squeezing pomegranates, that shouldn't dictate halacha. Says we're in. Ditnan hamikayim kotz in bekarem. Reb Lazar Omer kidesh, Reb Chaim Omer eino kidesh. So when it comes to hilchos kalayim, if you, so in general, the din is that if you have something which would be a violation of kalayim, and you have das and you want that to be preserved in the field, you don't move to destroy it as soon as it's as soon as you find out about it. So that's going to create an issue. So you don't, if you don't have a shear of 200 to 1 to move out to lakayim, it's going to be usher. It's going to usher the entire field, the entire area. So hamakayim causes makayim. If you preserve, you don't initially, you don't immediately destroy thorns in the karem. So Lazar says automatically kalayim. Chamim say it's only kalayim if it's something that people would normally preserve, that people have a use for. The Amr of Chanina, my time in the Blazer. So why does the Blazer say it asers? Shekain by Ravya, Mekayimim, Kosir Sadas, Ligmalayan. In Aravya, they would preserve, they would use these thorns to as camel fodder. So in principle, Rav Lazar agrees that Eino Mekadosh Al Davar Shekamo Mekayimin, but in this particular situation of the Kotzim, it is considered something that you're Mekayim, because in Arabia, they would be Mekayim these to feed the camels. Me the area, the Rav Yasra, Acha Ba'ladai Tereza Galaga. So what? The fact that there are some people in one country in the world that are Mekayim Kotzim, what is that? Why do we care about that? So we should say Bala Daito Esa Koladam, Alahainu Taima, Kidarav Chista, Damarav Chista, Tradin Shasachta Minasna Bemekva, Palatinissa Mekva Bishinu Mara. That if you have beets that you squeeze and you put in the mikva, so the red color of the beets that goes into the mikva is going to pass on the mikva Bishinu Mara. I, Falabine Slita Ninu, these are not things that are normally squeezed. Al Mayasakla Neymar, Kim Dach Shavinu Havalu Mashka. Achanami Kim Dach Shavinu Havalu Mashka. So just as Achshavinu works for passing a mikvah b'shinui mara, so too does Achshavinu work for Hilchos Chita. That if you're machshav the rimonim to squeeze them for juice, then that's going to be aser on Shabbos. Okay, says Rashi. Kirav Chista, the afogav de la alma lo chashiv, came in the ashiv iu havel didei mashka. So even though for the world at large, it's not considered something that you would use the mashkin, this person is considered the mashka. V'hachim v'farish rav nachman lebraisa de la el. So now explains Rashi that rav nachman, who explained the situation of Menasha and the Rimonim. The Rava had asked Rav Nachman v'chi Menashe b'Menachem Tanu, and then the Gemara responds. The first verse of the Gemara is from the Din of Kotzim. And the second tariff of the Gemara is Rav Chista from the din of Tradin and Shini Mara b'mikva. So says Rashi, Halchim b'farsh Rav Nachman l'braisa d'l'el. Sochtim b'pagayin u'b'prishin l'masei kapri. So the heter of pagayin and prishin above, when we said that's mutter, it means it's mutter if you're doing it l'masei kapri. It's mutter if you're doing it for the purpose of improving the fruit. So you have your quince, you squeeze your quince in order to improve the quality of the fruit by removing the excess juice. That's going to be heter gamur. V'lo lezarcha mashka. You're doing it because you want to improve the fruit, not because you want the quince juice. Avalo berimonim, but that heter lemasaka pri doesn't apply by rimonim. Vafilu lemaskan, holo shal beis menashka, so when it comes to rimonim, you aren't even allowed to squeeze a pomegranate to improve the pomegranate because beis menashe would squeeze pomegranates during the week. Lesarach mashka. Hakach b'shabbos aser afilu lemasek halo v'ikachad the other l'shem mashka. So that's why during the week it's going to be aser even lemasek es hapri. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Kevid Achshavinu Havalahu Mashka, that if you're Machshavit to use it for juice, that makes it into a Mashka. But the Heter for Pagan Prishav Ozudin, where there's no Akshavinu, is only the Masek as Sapri, and not to use it for the Mashka itself. That's what Tosin says as well. Hachanami came into Akshavay Havu the Mashka, Tchilas Agadaita, first the Gemara assumed at the top of the Amud, Disochtim Bipagayin, Hainus Chita Mamish. That meant you could squeeze the fruit to use the fruit juice. Aval Hashdi Yavshalomar, Tabshita the Aser, came into Akshavay, Havalimashka. But once the Gemara comes on to Achshavinu over here, you can't say that anymore. Because Achshavinu makes it into a mashka. And if you're squeezing Pagan and Prishin because you want the juice, then Achshavinu applies to you as an individual as well. Elisofta Nuksani, Hainu Lamasa Kapri, Kidapesh Bakuntras. So Rashi does understand that when the Gemara here, Rafista, comes on to Achshavinu in explaining first the din of passing a nekri mishini mara and then taking it back to Ardin Eschitas Peros. So Achshavinu is relevant even to a yachid. If a yachid is going to be squeezing pagan uprishin le meimeyan, that's going to be us because Achshavinu is relevant there as well. It's only, the whole heter is only lemasek as a pre, only if you're doing it for the betterment of the pre itself, but not l'sarech ha-mashka. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the whole heter of sharperos is limited l'masek as a pre, but there's no blanket heter of squeezing any fruit in the world l'mashkin. So when it comes to rimonim, because there's a certain population that squeezes rimonim le-meimeyan, le-mashkin, so then we're concerned that you're not allowed to squeeze rimonim even le-masik as-sapri, because then you can't squeeze le-mashkin. But if you have a fruit that no population squeezes le-mashkin, so then, Lamashkin is still going to be Aser because for you that's Achshavinu. But there's going to be Heter, Lamashkin as a Pri, because they were not concerned, we're not Gozer, that if we allow you to squeeze Lamashkin as a Pri, you may come to squeeze Lamashkin, because it's not something that anyone ever squeezes Lamashkin anyway. Okay, so that's how Tosus and Rashi understand the Shachar Tar, the Gemara over here, that in the Maskan Sagamara, the whole heter of Skitas Sharperos is limited to Lamasik as a pre, but no fruit are you allowed to squeeze Lamashka. Okay. The Chachmei Svar argue on Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, they all reject Perish Rashi. The Ramban, the Rashi, just write Einam Chuvar. The Ritva says if Rashi is correct, then the Gemara should explain that. That's kind of a big chiddush in the Sefer, that dramatic shift between the Gemara's initial assumption that Sharpeis is Heter Gamor, and how Rashi understands the Maskan of the Gemara, that it's only Heter, Lamasik, and Sapri, but not Lamashkin, and the Ritva thinks the Gemara should have spelled that out if that was the case. So how do the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva understand the Gemara? What is the conclusion of the Gemara? So I'll just read the Ritva, but the Rashi and the Ramban of similar language. Hanachon k'moshe pirshu b'Tosfos. So this is not our Tosfos, because our Tosfos is like Rashi, but the Ritva had a different Tosfos. Hanachon k'moshe pirshu b'Tosfos. Dibirimonim kevan de'ika disachaluhu. Mahanya mashavaso le'achshavinu l'shavi mashka. So when it comes to Rimonim, since there is a subset of the population that will squeeze Rimonim for their juice, if you squeeze it, so that makes it into a mashka. The combination of the fact that there is a subset of the population that squeezes pomegranate juice, and the fact that you yourself are squeezing it, so that achshavinu makes that pomegranate into the pomegranate juice into a lachik mashka. Aval b'tagayin b'prishim batla daita umachshavaso ve'en la din schita klal. However, when it comes to Pagan, Prish, and Uzruddin, since there's no recognizable subset of the population that will squeeze those for juice, even if you squeeze it for juice yourself, so there we say a very emphatic, Ba'la Daita Eitzel Kol Adam. And all you're doing is, Kimafrid Ochlin Ba'alma, the Ochlin Difres. So it's the beginning of Lashon, the beginning of Beitzel, Ochlin Difres, that all you're doing is separating Ochel from Ochel. The fact that you want to use it for juice, we don't care what you want to use it for, because that's not a reasonable use of this fruit. So that's ochel. The ifrit, that's like you're separating ochel from ochel, and therefore your achshavinu doesn't help. Your achshavinu is bala daito etzel kol adam, and even if you say hinni muchan mezumen to squeeze these uzniyin prishin pagayin for the purpose of their juice, we don't care. That's considered ochel the ifrit, and that's going to be heter gomer. So that's the assumption of the Chacham Yisrael, that there's no shift in the din of Sharpeiros in the Gemara. Even the Gemara is Maskana, when the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda, the difference in the din of Achshavinu is only relevant by Rimonim, but when it comes to Pagan, Prishin, Uzadin, your Achshavinu is irrelevant, but Ladaito, Esau, Kol. Okay, that's how the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva understand the Gemara, and the Maskana Gemara, that when it comes to Sharpeiros, Heter Gomer to squeeze it on Shabbos without restriction. That seems to be the position of the Rif, Mistima Sashano, and that's how the Chor Paskins. Heter Gomer for Sharpeiros. The Beis Yosef quotes a Hagos of Parrots on the smack, who Paskins like Rashi and Tosfos, that schita sharpeiros is only mutter lemasek as a pri and not mutter lechem mashkin. And his raya, the raya that goes smack, is from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Memhei that we briefly peeked at last time. We'll have to get back to that, Mirz Hashem, the following year. But the Gemara there, three way mathlokas, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, about kvasha mishlokas, pickled and broiled fruits and vegetables. So the din, according to Shmuel, maybe Rav and Shmuel, is that kvash mishlokos l'meimeyen is pater aval aser. Right, that according to Shmuel. That if you squeeze kvash mishlokos for the purpose of the juice that's embedded in the pickled vegetables, that's going to be an iser derabana. So you're squeezing kvash mishlokos l'meimeyen, that's an iser derabana. So the ghost smack is bothered, the ghost of Ben Paris on the smack is bothered. One second. Kvash mishlokos, so you have a pickled vegetable that you're squeezing, and that's going to be a malacha derabana, even though you have a pickled vegetable, you're squeezing it l'meimeyen. You're squeezing it for its juice. So kvash mishlokos is not something that you normally squeeze for its juice. But if you squeeze for its juice, that's going to be a malacha derabanan. So why is that any worse than sharpeiros? Because why should it be that if I squeeze a quince, which no one normally squeezes for juice, that's going to be hatzegamer. But if I squeeze a pickle that no one normally squeezes for juice, that's going to be a melacha derabanan. That's the problem that the agos mak is bothered by. Why does that make sense? Why would you distinguish? That's a kasha on the Chachmei Svar. That's why he assumes, like Rashi and Tosfos, that no, if the din is that squeezing a pickle in Meimein is going to be usher, then squeezing sharp pears in Meimein should be usher. And the only hedge is going to be Lamasek es Harpri. Yes, that's the kasha slash raya of the Agos Mak that the Beis Yosi quotes, why Rashi should be correct, that the only heter is a masik and supreme of Meshar Beiros, and not le meimeh. If you look in the Ritva seems to answer this kasha. The Ritva in Kuf Mem Heim and Aleph, Dir Maskel of Rabbi Yochanan. The Beis Yosi didn't have a Ritva on Shabbos. So the Ritva is the following line. Kufim heim and aleph yimas over b'yochanan. So the Ritva says, in this paragraph, hilchasak b'yochanan, that's what we discussed last time, that Rabbi Yochanan paskins that by Kvashim Asakos is Nisa Deraisa. That's what we know the Pima Gadim Sa'ara in on the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham Mitzayin, the Rambam, to show what that we pass in Alak Rabbi Yochanan, that the only Yisra Deraisa is Asim Anavim, not Kvashim Asakos. But okay, so the Ritva here begins Hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan. Uleinin Zaysim Anavim Mishar Peros, Kaimalan Kidam Rabbi Yochanan Le'el, the Lachak Rabbi Huda Mishar Peros. So we assume that when it comes to Sharperos, Mashkin Shezavu is Mutter. When it comes to Zezim Anavim, Mashkin Shezavu is Aser. Umutter Lisko the Chachila bepagan appreciate Vosu Din Kisalel. And you're allowed to be sulcate quinces lechachila. That's what we saw in the Rizva before. That not just a masik and sapri, but even le mashkin. Why? She'eino chashiv solchei klal, kevan she'ein derech shem adam l'solchtan, u'kemazik u'masidhu. That when you're squeezing a quince, when you're squeezing a plum, that's not considered skeet at all, because no one would squeeze such a thing, and you're damaging the fruit. You're destroying the fruit. If you have a perfectly fine plum, and now you're squeezing it for the juice, but no one's going to use the juice, and no one's going to eat the plum. So if you have a plum that you're squeezing for the juice, you're mazik umafsid the fruit. It's not just a net neutral, but you're harming the fruit. So that's why that is heter gomer. So that could be that's worse than kvashim mishlakos. By kvashim mishlakos, if you're squeezing a pickle, again, maybe not, but maybe kvashim mishlakos isn't as bad as Prishin Mozart did. If you're squeezing a pickled vegetable because you want to use the juice, maybe that's not mazik umafsid the fruit the same way. Possibly. So maybe that is a yishuv to the Hagos Sasmax Kasha on the Chachmei Svar, implicit Kasha on the Chachmei Svar, maybe you could distinguish between the effect of squeezing sharperos and the effect of squeezing kvashim vishlakos. Magen Avraham has a... Maggie, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I don't know. Does the Ritva make this point that like, was he trying to emphasize that also Yochanan's one earlier who says like halacha ke whatever like that line is originally from Yochanan.
I'm sorry?
Like the original, like when we say hello, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda be'ezes menavim.
Right, that's what Yochanan Kufan Gilman be'ez, right?
Yeah, so that's all. It seems like Rav Yochanan himself holds by some sort of chiluk, because he's then in the mandam or later, he says this thing like Pashim and Shachos.
Hey, Rav Yochanan is a Baal Memra at the beginning of the Gemara that we split in the Machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim, that everyone agrees in either direction, and Machlokas is only in what's left by Shar Peiros. And Rabbi Yochanan is the Baal HaMemra that Klash of Shlokas is an Issa Daraisa.
So I guess there's not necessarily for each other.
I'm sorry?
What? And I didn't say that. According to like, Ghost Smock or whatever, Rabbi Yochanan's like, I don't know, I guess he's not really Soser himself. I thought he was like Soser. If you say that Rabbi Yochanan, that if you bring a Raya from Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying, oh, he clearly... We reject our earlier discussions. Just think everything's usher.
You can split. I don't think the two Rabbi Yochanan need to be dependent on each other. I think you could split between how you pass in on the Machlokas Chachamim and Yehuda and whether Klash and Shlokas and Yisad Daraisa. Yes, Halach, we do split. My point was just on the Kamasi line, which may or may not be significant in distinguishing between. Uzer Din Prishin and Klashim Shlakos. There's another line in the Magen Avraham, which also may address the possible distinction. If you look in the Magen Avraham, Sivkatan Tess, Shinkav Sivkatan Tess, this on the Din of Klashim Shlakos. Again, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We'll have to talk about Klashim Shlakos on its own, I guess at this point after Sukkos, Mitzvah Hashem. But the line in the Mechaber here is Lisko Kvashim Ushlakos Im Lagufam She'en Otsaruch L'mayim Ve'en Osoftan El Osachnim Machila. So if you're doing it for the betterment of the fruit and not for the liquid, then Afilu Toch Ka'ar She'en Ba'ochel Mutter, so that's Heter Gamor. Im Saruch L'mayim, then it's only Mutter L'toch HaKadera. So again, those details we'll have to talk about in the future. But take a look at the Magen Avraham of Katan Tess. Kvashim Shlakos, Dekeva and De'ein Saruch L'mayim, Lavalei Mefire Klal. That if your interest is only the Masik as a pre, your interest is only to better the fruit, the vegetable, but you have no interest in the juice, that's not Mefarek. And that's very different than Zeisim Anavim, where the norm is to use Lamimeim. The Im Sarach Lamimeim, Aser, but if you do want the juice of the Kvash Mishlakos, that's Aser. Afagav, the Shar Peros, Mutter Liskot Afilim Mimeim. Even though when it comes to Shar Peros, you are allowed to squeeze it Lamimeim. The ain she mashka alav, mashe ain kein hacha, the haya she mashka alav mikodem. So the Magen Avraham says, Kvash Mishlakos is worse than Shar Peros. Shar Peros, you're allowed to be soche l'mei meyen, because there's no shame mashka. As opposed to Kvash Mishlakos, where there was a pre-existing shame mashka, that means that before you pickled it, it had a shemashka, but there was a pre-existing shemashka on the liquid embedded in the kvash mishlakos. That's why if it's alchem yemein, it's going to be worse than shar peiros. So here the Magen Avraham is distinguishing in terms of where there's a pre-existing shemashka versus not between kvash mishlakos and shar peiros. That would be another yishuv to the Ha'ara of the Agos Rabbeinu Peres on the Smack, that there is room to distinguish between Kvash Mishlakos and Shar Peros, and even if it comes to Shar Peros, it's Hatter Gomer to squeeze it, Lemei Mayan, Kavashim Shakos may still be usher, at least Rabbanan. Yeah.
The Rashi on Kufim Hay seems to have a line that sort of goes the opposite direction, where he writes that Kavashim and Shlakos, I think, have like a chisarin in their mashka, shalo gadol betochan. So meaning, how would that chaluk fit in? Would it just be like two different perspectives?
Rashi the Maskul Pater?
I think so, yeah. That sounds right.
Shane Zem Bethar. Yeah, so that's. Question, something about the Gufa Mutter main Pater or Lesser. In the first, in the management, say Yosem in the Kvashim, Shalagado Besalchan, or Lesser, Ati Zaysim by Navim.
So that'd be like they're worse than Zaysim by Navim Mashkin, but not as bad as Shakir's Mashkin?
Maybe. But he's saying that because it, he's saying, look, the liquid is a natural because the liquid was enhanced by the pickling process, if that's what he means. Yeah, what the Magen Avraham is saying is that there was a shei mashka mikodem. There was a shei mashka. So I don't know if the mikodem was before the pickling process or during the pickling process. If it's during the pickling process, that's potentially consistent with that line of Rashi, that it didn't pre-exist, but it was created during the pickling process, but that's still different than Sharperos, where there's never Shem Ashka. Maybe. But these two perspectives on the possible difference between Sharperos and Klashim Shlakos, either the emphasis on Mazik Mafsid of the Ritva, or the emphasis on whether it has a Shev Mashka or not in the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah in a slightly different context seems to reflect both of these. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha to Sif Zayin, So, again, we'll have to get to this as well, but the Mechaber quotes, as a second day, the position of Rabbeinu Chananel. That, la halacha, if it's Salachim Nimeyan, it's a Malacha Daraisa, by Kvashim Mishlakos. The Rabbi Yochanan position. So the Mishnah Berurah in Be'er Halacha, Divrei Maskil Rabbi Chananel, writes, V'da'od, Da'afil Lashit is Rabbeinu Chananel, the Sarvik Rabbi Yochanan, Mikal Makam Mode, the Sharperos, Mutter Lisko Meimav Lechachila, the Chananel B'Sif Aleph. So even Rabbeinu Chananel, a passing like Rabbi Yochanan, a question of Shlokos, did the right, Nisr the right, sir, Rabbeinu Chananel was still knowledge that Sharperos is Mutter lechachila. So that's minakatsa elakatsa. Kvashim Shlakos is dinda raisa. We're explaining till now how you can reconcile like Kvashim Shlakos. This Hagos Max problem is Kvashim Shlakos and Yisrael Rabbanan and Sharperos is Hatter Gomer. The Mishnah Berurah says according to Ben Chananel, Kvashim Shlakos and Yisrael Raisa and Sharperos is Hatter Gomer. Minakatsa lakatsa. But he says that's still reasonable. Shekain Isar Ben Chanan El Shavi Adin VeBehedya Desoftim LeChachila BePaganim Prishin. The Ben Chanan quotes Adin of Pagan Prishin without comment. So it sounds like he assumes that's halacha. The Alkarcha Taimo Mishun Desfirlei the Kvash Mishlokos Darach LeSochtan Masha Eikin Mishar Peres. So it must be holds that Kvash Mishlokos is the Derech L'Sochtan, as opposed to Sharpeiros, where it's not the Derech L'Sochtan, and then Sharpeiros could be Hezer Gomer, even if Kvashim Rishak was an Issa Deraisa. Oh, Mishim Debalua B'Kvashim, Shemashkala Mikodem, or because the Balua B'Kvashim, that is a pre-existing Shemashka, Moshe Kaz Mishabur, which is the Magen Avraham we just saw. Vinei Vagosmak, Hochi Achnei Had the Kvashim Rishlakos, Dachbiskitas Peros Aslami Mayen. So that was the right of the Ghost of Smack. Ube'emes, Bishop Ben Hanan, Luchach Ipcha. Yalkacha, Chatam, Kvashik Hassanu, Lukvar Bianu, El Berlach, Rabbich Hassayim Shav. So Mishim Ruh says, Rabbeinu Hananel is the strongest indication against the Hagos HaSmak. Because Rabbeinu Hananel, you see in the extreme. The Hagos HaSmak is by the Kvashim Hassak is an Issa the Rabbanan, and Sharpay is at the Gomer. Rabbeinu Hananel says Kvashim Hassak is the Raisa. And Sharpay is had to gomer. So, Toch Kedei's analysis in Mishabura has both of these perspectives. Either the difference is whether it's Chayyur or not, or the difference is whether it's Mashka, Balua, or not. Okay. So, Lehalacha, as we alluded to, the Mechaber Paskins in Sif Aleph, like the Chachmisvard, that Sharpeiros is Heter Gomer, even Lemei Mehen. Let's read Sif Aleph again. Zeisav Anodim Asir L'Sachdan, Mimyatsin the Atman Asurim, Mafilu Loayu Onde Malachila. Tutibim Onim Asir L'Sachdan, Peros is Heter Gamor, and he doesn't quote any cholik. If you look in the Beralacha, Dibur Maskel Motir L'Sachdan, Beralacha says there's no need to be choshesh for Rashi and Tosfos, because even though the Agos Smak holds that as well, it's a minority opinion in Rishonim, and that's why the Mechaber was so same like the Chachmei Sfard without quoting any Cholik. So it'll be Heter Gamor to be Sochei Sharpeiros even Le Mei Mehen. And the Be'er Lacha suggests maybe even Rashi and Tosfos can agree to that Lahalacha, because Rashi and Tosfos are explaining within the line of Rav Chisda of Achshavinim. But then the Gemara has Rav Papa, which you didn't read yet. Rav Papa Amar, why is the din of Shini Maris so by Tradin in the mikvah? Misham Davi Darish Eina also mimen a mikvah l'chachila. V'chal Darish Eina also mimen a mikvah l'chachila. Hosel sa mikvah v'shini Maris. So nothing to do with Achshavinu. That's a local halacha in Hilchos Mikvos. So according to Rav Papa, we're not governed by Achshavinu. So maybe even Rashi and Tosfos are only saying what they say within Rav Chisda. Then maybe they would agree with Halacha, maybe passing like Rav Papa as far as the correct Yisha for the Dinah Shini Mar B'Mikvah. And then maybe they would agree with Halacha that Sharpeiros B'Mutter B'Shchita L'Nemeah.
But Rav Papa doesn't give an explanation for this Menashe. The only explanation is from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda
from Mikvah. Right, so then maybe you have to go back to the Gemara's initial Chanina, Mikayim Kos Mikarem. Which the Gemara does reject. Yeah, so Mishra doesn't flesh that out. He just says that it's half a line, that maybe we assume Lalacha like her papa. And maybe I have to go back to Rav Chanina and retract the rejection. Yeah, I'm not sure. Mishabur doesn't develop that. He throws it out as a possibility to half a line. even without that, he says, Rebbe Shalom assume like the Chachmei Sfarad, therefore he's comfortable passing like that. L'chachil that Eved Bichoshesh for the other days. Now, Lemaisa, what are Shar Peros? So, are there fruits nowadays that no one squeezes Lamashkin? Right, so we'll talk about next what falls into the Tutum Rimonim category, but assuming that even if there's a minority of people that squeeze something Lemeimeyan, then that would make a Tutum Rimonim that's Aser Derabanan. So are there any fruits that are the Pagan Prishin Uzradin equivalent nowadays? Rabbi Eider writes watermelon. That watermelon has the Dina Shar Peros that you're allowed to squeeze a watermelon lechachila. Rabbi Eider's Sefer was published in 1970, first edition. So in 1970, there was no one squeezing watermelon. But we have on occasion had on our Shabbos table a watermelon lemonade, which would seem to indicate that someone's squeezing watermelon somewhere. So it could be that 50 years later, maybe Rabbi Eider would agree that watermelon also has a din of Tutum Rimonim. That's what Rabbi Karp writes. Rabbi Karp's Sefer is a lot more recent, the last few years. So he said he doesn't think there's any fruit that you could be comfortable squeezing lechachila nowadays. Because just about every fruit in some factory somewhere is squeezed lemeimeyan, and you have to be choshesh in essence that every fruit has a din of Tutum Rimonim. I don't know, I remember the last time I saw quince in a supermarket, and I don't know if people make quince juice. So I'm not sure about the actual prishin. Prune juice people do make. So I think pagan are out. But that's what Rabbi Karp says, that he thinks every fruit you have to be choshesh would have a din of at least Tutum Rimonim, and there aren't any Shar HaPeros left nowadays. Okay, so let's talk about Tutum Rimonim. The Beis Yosef quotes Chuvas HaRash, Simon Kuf Beis, Oz Beis, that Tutum Rimonim are lav dafka, there's nothing special about the pomegranates and berries. It means any fruit where there are people that squeeze it, le may mayhem. Lush and HaRash. So that's what he calls from the Rosh, that Tutum Rimonim are laptops. Get on the line in front of me. Okay. The Rama writes as follows, end of Sif Aleph. Ubamakim Shenagu Liskot Eza Peros Lishtos Meimav Machmas Sama Otanug. In a place where people squeeze given fruits either for the juice or to quench their thirst or because they enjoy it. Dino Ketutum Rimonim. That is a din of Tutum Rimonim. Magad Avraham points out here in Sifkatan Aleph that Mashman the Rama, that it's only B'makom Shenagu. So if in one country they squeeze apples for apple juice, but if they squeeze apples for apple juice in Poland but not in Germany, so then in Poland you have to be choshesh that is the din of Tutum Rimonim, but not in Germany. However, the Magen Avraham points out the Mashmas Beis Yosef is that it's Aser B'chol HaOlam. As long as there are people in Poland that make apple juice, it'll be Aser in the entire world. So he thinks, he points out, this sounds like a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. And the Magen Avraham writes, Moshe Emes V'Torasa Emes. The Ramah is correct that the din only applies B'makom Shenagu, because the whole basis for the Gemara's analysis of Menashe ben Menachem as the individuals that would squeeze Rimonim, and that being of significance in our treatment of Sfitas Rimonim on Shabbos. So that's based on Shitas or Blazer, right? She came by Rabbi Mekayim and Kosi Sadas and Gmaleh. That, right, even though the Gemara rejects or seems to reject that explanation of the Heter Pagan and Prishin, but that still stands in terms of understanding Menashe ben Menachem. The principle that if there are people that squeeze Rimonim, that's of significance to us, that Shitas Rimonim is going to be Aser on Shabbos. So that's Shitas or Blazer that she came by Rabbi Mekayimin Kosi Sados Ligmalayan. And that's a model that if there's a place where the Mekayim Kosin Ligmalayan, that's going to create an Afkamina for Kilayim. And according to Blazer, that's going to be us in the entire world. The fact that there are people in Arab that are Mekayim and Kosim Ligmalayan, that's going to mean that if you have your Mekayim Kosim in a with Kilei Karam, that's going to be Aser even if you're not an Arab. That's Reb Lazer. Chacham argue, Chacham agree that in Arab it's going to be Aser, Chacham say it's, the rest of the world is going to be Mutter. Then Hilchos Kilayim, we pass in like Chachamim, points out the Magen Avraham. So if that's the case, it should emerge that is only going to be usher in the place that the Mekayim Kotzim. It's only going to be usher in the place that there's Sochei Rimonim Le Meimeya. However, then the Magen Avraham has another observation that maybe that's only true, the limitation that the Isser or the category of Tutum Rimonim is only going to be in the place where they actually squeeze Tutum Rimonim. So, the Magen Avraham has the following caveat, that maybe if the situation is such that the reason people only make apple juice in Poland is because they have a lot of apples there, and in Germany they don't have so many apples, but if in Germany they have as many apples as they have in Poland, they would also make apple juice in Germany. So the Magen Avraham says, if that's the situation, that if the other countries would have access to the same quantity of fruit, they would make the same fruit juice. So that should be usher around the world as well. Even according to the Ramah, who limits the din of Tutum Rimonim to the Makom Shenagu Liskot, that's only where everything is equal. But if the reason that they don't squeeze these fruits in other countries is because they don't have access to the fruits, they don't have the volume, so then maybe even in the other countries, it would have a din of Tutum Rimonim, it would be also to be Sochei on Shabbos. And that's based on the Sfar of Tosos on Sadi Beis Amid Beis. Tosos is the top of Sadi Beis Amid Beis, Yerim Asl, Vintim Salomar, Anshei Hutzel. What's the Gemara talking about over here? That if you carry a load on your head, you're pater, because that's not Derech Hotzah. The Intim Salom, or Tav Ayin Sadi Beis and Beis, Anshei Hutzel Osim came, but the people in Hutzel did carry baskets on their heads, but Daitan Ezer Kaladim, we don't care. They're Yechidim. That doesn't create a halachic norm. Says Tosvos, Mashma dal asranami amar de baladaitan. You don't only say baladaita by an individual, you can say baladaita by a whole community, by a whole city, by a whole country. Because Anshei Hutzel was a whole community. And we still say baladaita. V'chein, Reish Kol Ma'arvin, V'chulei, V'kashem. The Perek, Chavis Argamara, Gavish Abes Menashia, Hayusoftim Berimonim, Deparech, Abes Menashia, Abiruba da Alma, Umeshaniin, Tatanan, Hamakayim Kosim Bekarem, Shekain Bar Rabbi, Makayim Kosim Lagmalayan, Uparech Midandi, Rabbi Asrahu, Hachabala Daitha, as a Galadim. So, the Gemara says, when it comes to Arabia, But it does create a norm that if it's an individual, you say baladai to efekaladam. If it's a country, you don't say baladai to efekaladam. So why is a rabbi any different than anshei chutzal? The Gemara in Sadi Beis says anshei chutzal is baladai to efekaladam, but a rabbi is not. What's the difference? Yesh lamar, the hasam chashim minuk a rabbi. When it comes to Mekayim Kosim, why is it that in the Rabbi they used thorns for camel fodder? Because they had a lot of camels and they need to feed the camels. And the only reason you not Mekayim Kosim in the rest of the world is because the New York people don't have camels. But if the camel population in New York was the same as the camel population in Arabia, then the din of the din would be the same in New York. Of a base Menashe, the Chag Gavra, but Lenaita. Afo Gav, the Lechola Olam, in Lemimonim Harbe, Hayusokhte. So, if it's an individual, then even if the entire world had access to the same thing, even though if the entire world had access, it would Sokhe, doesn't make a difference. By an individual, say Baladaita. But by a larger population, we don't say Baladaito if the reason that this is unique to that population is because of access. So this distinction of Tosfos is what's driving the Magen Avraham's suggestion that if the whole world had the quantity of apples that they have in the place where they make apple juice, if the whole world had the same quantity of apples and the place where they make apple juice, they'd also make apple juice. So then, apples would have a dinner to three monim in the entire world. So says the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halacha, Diba Maskel, V'Malkim Shinogu. So the Mishnah Brura paskins that we should be Machmir to Aser squeezing such fruits, B'chol Ha'olam. Take a look. I Mishnah Brura, Shekasad Nivshem Magen Avraham, the Dafka Be'inyan Shem Ayala Chol Ha'olam. So, to Tosfos that we just saw on Sadi Beis, that if it's just individuals, you say baladaito even where the individuals are. The Asher, the Lafia Maskana, the Ashavinu, to Las Ruth of the Kozet. Maybe once you come out to Ashavinu, so then even if it's a minority, it would be Aser. Now I'm going to toast the Shimon Sizing Maskins and Shakal Shif Shazet. Bashi Yishu, Xasim Kamaka, and Mukha Klaaladina. Uber Pratcha called Makar Shamakavami to be Tosos. And he thinks that other Rishonim disagree with Tosos. So he says, Ulevai calls them the very Rambam. Shekasev the time of the two three monim. Holo nixas bnei Adam himself. The most famous man of him, Mashma. The Bitan Zebul Chud Yesh Lasser b'chol makom. The Rambam sounds like the Beis Yosef that if there are some people, you have to answer everywhere. The Hainu Kevin Shul Chashva v'Sachlo Shemashka al Kapanim b'Zamakom Nagu Liskot. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that if you're in a place where there are people that squeeze it, so then even if individuals you have to be machmir in that place, even if it's not the universal practice in that place. And he also thinks that there's what to be choshish for the Beis Yosef, that if there are people that squeeze it anywhere in the world, then maybe have to be choshesh for the entire world. the bottom line between the Mishmaru's analysis that if there are people that squeeze anything anywhere, potentially want to be machmir but in other places, and the fact that lemaisa, just about every fruit is squeezed somewhere nowadays for something. So, as we said, for all intents and purposes, there isn't any real easy case of a fruit that you're allowed to be sochet name of lechachila bisman hazet. Rabbi Eider points out that he's coming to Lafuka. I'm not sure what the svara is. He doesn't really entertain me. He just says, especially the question from Moshe, that we talk about peiros. It's not only peiros, it's vegetables too. If you have a tomato, so there's no havamina that that you can squeeze a tomato, the name of. That's the fruits are lavda afka in that sense. You probably get that impression anyway. Kvashim shlakos are typically vegetables and not fruits. But he quotes that, he heard that from Moshe in case anyone would have thought otherwise. What about lemons? We'll conclude with this. Aren't lemons mefuresh in Shulchan Aruch Laheter, Sifav? Mutter liska lemons. You're allowed to squeeze lemons. Why? So that's the Jewish Arash, Simon Kaf Beis, Oath Beis. Nir Shehem Bechlal Shar Peir Shemutter Lasachta. She'ein der klal liska lemons, Litzarach Mashka. To squeeze lemons because lemons are never squeezed. So that would have a din of shar peros where it's mutter lechachila. Says the Beis Yosef. The Yesh Tamoa. I'm sorry, before that. Niu hani dili kishadarf b'nei amakab ahu l'safta l'ishtos meimav l'asir tzama l'tanuk. Im ein darim l'safta l'meimav l'refuwa, it's going to be mutter. V'yesh l'tmoa, sheb b'mitzrayim, Nogim lischal lemons the tough ma'ayim shenasta behem sukar lishto satanug. So in Mitzrayim they would squeeze lemons into water where they ready to put sugar to drink lemonade. The ain and nun and they kach lasof the b'shabbos lasof osa ma'ayim. And they do it on Shabbos too. V'lo re'ina misha micha b'yadam v'lo re'ina misha pepek b'davar. And no one raises an issue with that. They say, he quoted earlier the Chuvah Sar Rosh, but he said that's only, the Rosh is talking about a place where people don't squeeze lemons lamashka. But in Egypt, they did squeeze lemons lamashka. If you do squeeze lemons lamashka, it should be Asar and Shabbos. And yet, in Egypt, he saw that they were squeezing it even on Shabbos. The Efshar, Delo Mitzar, Elakish, Shosin, Meishita Sapri, Delo Torah, was Mashka Acher. So maybe it's only usher if you drink it plain, but not if you mix it with other liquids. And here they mixed it with sugar water. Inami, the lo mitzer elikish is soaked in name of levad, v'achrikach marvin asam. Aval ima min aglicha name of lezoch mashka acher shari. But maybe if you squeeze it into other liquid, that's mutter. We'll talk about next time the difference between Sochei l'soch ochel as opposed to sochei l'soch ka'ara, ka'ara and kedera. L'soch to l'soch atashim lav hani time yishari. You're definitely allowed to squeeze it into food. That we'll talk about next time. The Asur Yishuvim for the Midang of Mitzrayim. Either it's only us if you're going to drink it straight. If you never drink the lemon juice straight because it's that doesn't taste good. So then that's not considered that the norm is l'soch l'meimei. And or if you squeeze it into another liquid, that wouldn't be the Isser of Shechita. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Kaf Beis. So he quotes the two explanations of the Beis Yosef. Ulefi Zeh, There's manu zeh. Sheyadua shemimalin chavis lineos lishtos in punch. There's the mekamos. And nowadays, people fill up the bottom. He says it shouldn't say lineos, it should say lechavios. I'm sorry, no. Mimalin chavios lineos. That they fill up barrels by the hundreds to drink lemonade. Sarachi and Gadol in Mertu Lasach, the Mishavas Lasach Mashka. The after the Dhamma the Tutan Rimonim came in the Derech Lasach the Mikalim, Bifnei Atzman. So the heter of the Beis El Save was they're squeezing into liquid. But here you just squeeze into the barrel. Yeah, Cain said, "Please, Zara, she used to be calling me Kolim. I was sukkar b'fasma. That we can mashu ochel as well. Discuss." The Mishabura says to simply squeeze lemons into barrels. He thinks that is problematic. That nowadays lemons should have the din of tutin v'rimonim. So that is the general psak on the kubal that lemons you're not allowed to squeeze straight into a kli. That's what Shmir Shabbos writes. That's what Rabbi Eider writes. That's what Rabbi Karp writes. However, Rav Avadia is very adamant that the original heter of the Mechaber still stands. The Mechaber sose mutter lisko lemons, period. People use lemons for lemonade. He says, he thinks that the Iker reason the Bezel safe is the first reason, that it's only going to be usher if you drink the lemon juice straight. And nowadays, no one drinks lemon juice straight. They mix it with other things. And he says that's what the Ravaz writes, Chelik Aleph Simin Yud, that Mistab release as the Ravaz, Sheskitas Halimonim, Ein Adoma Leskitas Anavarimonim, Shesham Shosim Asom Mashka Kamal Shehu, Avaskitas Halimonim, that if you don't drink lemon juice straight, that's going to be mutter. So Ravadia thinks that the Pesach of the Mechaber still stands, that even if almost everything nowadays falls into the category of tutin v'rimonim, lemons are still an exception because you don't drink lemon juice straight. Yeah.
Do people drink olive juice straight? Olive
is one of the categories, olives and grapes, but
why would it be that no one drinks olive straight yet there?
Sorry. Does no one drink olive straight? I mean, olive oil.
People drink it straight?
I don't know. People don't really drink olive oil these days. Mm-hmm. But I think if you did drink olive oil, then probably drink it straight. I don't know. Less olives are different because that's the that's the din de raisa because they're a special category. But I assume that you would drink if you were to drink olive oil, maybe drink it straight. I don't know.
I mean, most juices aren't they processed by adding preservatives and all types of things?
Yeah, but here I'm sorry.
Yeah, like they're all watered.
I think everything's watered down. But this isn't just fruit. This is, you can't, in theory, if you squeeze an apple, you're not going to get so much juice from an apple, but if you squeeze apples, you could drink the juice. You can't drink, it would be very jarring to drink straight lemon juice. I think that's what he means.
And also, I mean, just another story, my reflection basis is that he sort of just justified the minute. He wasn't saying this is not a good idea.
Right, correct. But Ravadia thinks that's, of course, the Ravaz who also justified along those lines. He thinks, bottom line, that is the correct analysis, even if based on the presented as a justification of common practice in Egypt. But he thinks that Lomaisa, you could be Sochei Lemes, at least for Sfarim. But again, the consensus of the Kisses Sfarim is that Lemes should be no better than anything else that is Nisqat Le. Name of nowadays, and therefore, bottom line, the category of sharperos, irrespective of whether we pass in, as we do in Shulchan Aruch, that sharperos are heter gamar lischot and not just a masek like Rashi tells us, but in practice, the heter of sharperos is extremely limited, if possibly non-existent.
Because this term we're saying they adopted the second half of the base Yosef, they didn't do into water and sugar.
No, even without that. I mean, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it is that even there, so that's at a time where it wasn't done so commonly, so then you can talk about justifications. But nowadays, it's even more common, so that's straight like 2-3 modim, and none of that term should apply. Pretty jarring to drink olive oil too, says Micah. I hear. Okay. So we will stop here. I'll pick up Mitzvah Shem after Yontiv. And I assume Israel Chag is probably a travel day, right? So Thursday.
Yeah, they officially listed
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the box, but Thursday I'm probably listed. Yeah.
I think officially the travel day is Sunday after.
Yeah, so it's officially Kollel that Thursday?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't have Kabbalah on Thursdays anyway. But so we'll be back the Sunday after Sukkot. People will be back? Yeah? So yeah. We'll aim to meet Sunday after Sukkot again?
I think still officially there's no Kollel that day. I don't know for sure.
There's no Kollel officially?
Yeah, the schedule says it starts on Monday. Because the undergrad also, I think they have a travel day on Sunday.
So the call too? So if that's the case, then maybe we'll meet on Monday.
Or around.
I guess I can survey. If everyone's here, then
I should be here. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I can send an email. Micah, when are you coming back?
Yeah, I'm coming back on that Sunday. So.